This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Get Started Investing, a production of Equity Mates Media. This series is everything you need to get started on your investing journey.
You don't need a lot of brains in this business. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. Anything that improves your own
now
time.
Now you can get rich very young just by having an idea.
I mean, I can buy anything I want, basically, but I can't buy time.
Welcome back to Get Started Investing. This summer, we're taking a journey to financial freedom supported by CommSec, the home of investing. Over 6 episodes, we'll be talking about the practical steps that you can take today to set yourself up for that ultimate goal, FIRE, financial independence, retiring early. So if you're enjoying your summer break or dreading heading back to work, join us as we take the steps today to ensure that we can build the life we want into the future. My name is Bryce, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you?
I'm very good, Bryce. Very excited for step three of our six-step journey to financial independence. We're talking about FIRE, financial independence and retire early, but it's a divisive conversation, especially the retire early part. So let's focus on the financial independence part. Let's focus on giving ourselves choice. And then if you want to retire, that's a choice you can make.
Yes, that's right, Ren. And having the support on your journey is important, which is why we're really proud to partner with CommSec for this series. Investing and building wealth is a lifelong journey, as we're discussing in this series. Keep up to date with what impacts your investments through CommSec's Investing Hub. You can get to grips with the basics of investing, learn about different global markets, or find information and research on stocks and ETFs. Get $0 brokerage for your first 10 trades for the Australian markets when you sign up. Visit comsec.com.au for more. CommSec T's and C's and other fees and charges apply.
Nice one. Well, now, while we are licensed, we're not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Any information on this show is for education and entertainment purposes only. Any advice is general.
Now, Ren, what are we focusing on in today's episode?
All right, well, in this third episode, we're focusing on those baby steps that you can take to build wealth in a cost of living crisis. By the end of this episode, you'll know why it's okay to take it slow. You'll know which platforms let you start investing with just a few dollars. Have an idea of where you can generate some extra cash to invest. And we've got 3 actions that you can take into the year ahead. But as we've been doing in all of these episodes, it's important to remind ourselves that whilst it sometimes can feel lonely, we are not on this journey alone. There are thousands of people listening to this podcast trying to take those steps to build wealth and achieve financial freedom.
Hey, Equity Mate. Well, I've got to say a big one for me and my partner is food, because we love eating and we love eating delicious things. And so if we're feeling like we need to save, then that would be the first thing that we consider. And what it looks like is really just trying to cook at home rather than eating out, which is a bit of a hard one and we don't always get it, but that's what we try to do first.
Hey, Equity Mates. So when I'm needing to rein in my spending, I do what most people probably do and cut discretionary things to maybe make a decision not to go out or eat at home or to not do something for myself.
Hey, Equity Mates. I'm a mad coffee drinker, so I make sure I drink all my coffee at home. Likewise, if there's chances to meet people or meet up with people, making sure we gather at people's houses rather than meeting out, the markups at restaurants and bars can be insane on alcohol. So not limiting, you know, seeing people, but limiting or controlling where we do see people.
All right, so Bryce, this episode is all about baby steps. And I think the key thing that we want to leave this episode with is reminding ourselves why baby steps are still worthwhile steps.
Yeah, keeping the habits, keeping that momentum, the psychological impact that it'll have is super important.
So let's start with I guess there are both financial and psychological reasons, and you kind of touched on some of them there, but why these baby steps are worthwhile steps. So let's start with the financial reasons. Why should we be feeling okay, even if it's small steps in a moment where times are tight? Why are they still worthwhile steps?
So I think no doubt times are tougher and you're feeling it, I'm feeling it, but time in the market is our superpower. It is our only superpower. And continuing in some small form when times are tough, taking those baby steps, pulling back where you need to, but consistently putting in any amount of money as often as you can is what really drives those long-term returns. It's why we do the $100 challenge to show that you can make a serious amount of money over 40 years by putting $100 in a month. Small actions today can really compound into meaningful returns over a long period of time. So keeping those baby steps going, whilst it may feel difficult and it may be unachievable for what we were investing 12 months ago, pulling back to a level that is achievable is super important for the value of having time in the market.
Yes. So I've done a work. I've got a worked example here to give you an idea. So of just the compounding effect of time. So let's say you had $20 a month to invest, and you did that each month for 50 years. If you got a 10% return on that money, that's sort of the long-term average of the stock market, you got about $350,000. So $20 a month. Let's say you invested that same amount, but over half the time. So you did $40 a month for 25 years, same return. Over the 50 years, you got $350,000. Over the 25 years, you've got $50,000.
Mm.
Like you've invested the same amount. Either way, you've done $40 a month, 12 months in a year, 25 years, 12 grand. So you've invested the same amount of money, but the extending your time horizon just makes such a difference.
Mm.
So you can invest small amounts and let it compound away. That's why baby steps are worthwhile, because you don't need to start with a lot of money. You just need to start.
Yes. Now, that's the financial part of why baby steps is important, but there's also a psychological element to why it's okay to start with baby steps.
Well, I think it's not just okay. It's great to start with baby steps, because building the mindset and the financial habits, even when you don't have a lot of money, as you start earning more, you'll have the mindset and the habits that will hold you in good stead.
Yeah, yeah. Regardless of how big the steps are, getting that habit, I think it's so crucially important, because you're going to always feel like you have momentum. Regardless if it's a dollar a week, a dollar a month, $10, $100, whatever you can afford, getting into that habit and feeling like you're in the market and contributing towards it just gives you that positive mindset of it. At least I'm doing something.
Yeah.
And at least I have some sort of positive momentum. And if you need to tighten up and change it from $100 a month to $10 a month, that is perfectly okay and understandable, but it's just changing the steps that you are taking to what is suitable for your time, but trying to keep the habits you've formed as long as possible.
So I think when I think back to the way that I started investing, like I wish I had started with baby steps. Like what I did was I saved up a chunk of money, because I felt like I needed a certain amount of money before I could get started. And then I invested that in one stock and lost all of that money.
Mm.
Whereas what I wish I'd done is, rather than saving and saving and saving and eventually feeling like, okay, I've got enough money to get started, I wish I had just started with a few dollars here, a few dollars there. Now, granted, when we started, there weren't as many platforms available as there are today. So it was harder to get started with small amounts of money. But I wish that I'd been able to do that. And I also wish, rather than buying an individual stock, I had just bought a market tracking index ETF.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I'm not too dissimilar. My parents set me up that way and encouraged, and I fast moved to buying individual stocks. And And I think you've got to do that. You've got to learn and experience it for yourself. But I just think to myself, imagine if we had the setup that we have now with the automated from paycheck through to investment in dollar amounts that, you know, are far less than the 500. If we'd been doing that even 5 years ago, what difference that would have made. And I just think to myself, anyone starting their investing journey now, you're in an incredibly lucky position where, you know, through platforms like CommBank, you can automate investments and get in for low dollar amounts and just start plugging away. So,
well, put it this way. If we lived together in a share house in 2015 down in Canberra, if rather than investing in individual stocks and thinking we knew more than we did, we had just taken our money and invested it in a S&P 500 index ETF, just tracking the 500 biggest US stocks. Every dollar we put away, no matter how small, would have more than doubled in that time. And that's before any dividends we would have been paid.
That's not even then taking into account the value of that 5 years in 20 years' time.
I know, Like
the compound of that 5 years, far out.
So if we think about, you know, that in context of today, that was, what, 8 years ago now?
Mm.
And that feels like a long time. Certainly feels like we've grown up a lot in that time. I've certainly lost a lot of hair in that time. But it's really not that long. It's 8 years. Mm. And if you think about where we're going to be in 8 years, and if you know, wherever you're listening to this, where you want to be or where you're going to be in 8 years, like, just the baby steps that you take today, yourself 8 years down the line will thank you.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. So, Ren, before we move on to platforms that you can use to take baby steps, I just really want to hit on building wealth when your cash flow is squeezed, and recognize that in times like this, your cash flow is going to be squeezed. I'm feeling it, you're feeling it, everyone is feeling it. And so it's about focusing on your priorities, and that might just mean servicing your loan and maintaining your emergency fund. It might be pulling back on what you were investing 12 months ago to still investing, but a level that is completely comfortable. Like, there is no wrong. It's not wrong to feel like you need to pull back on some of the ways that you've been building wealth. Like, that is perfectly okay and normal in a scenario like this. And there will be a point in time where hopefully things change and you can get back to where you are. But the point is that don't feel like us saying, you know, invest.
Yeah.
Means that you have to be doing it.
Like,
recognize the times that we're in and adjust accordingly.
Yeah. And like last year, 2023, you know, I was trying to save for a house deposit and our rent got increased, and the place that could give in my budget was what I was investing. And so, you know, that rent increase came out of my investing amount, so I could then keep trying to save for a house deposit as well as pay for that rent increase. It's normal. Like, it's only going to happen more and more in our lives. You know, like, you had a wedding a couple of years ago. I'm sure that your investing took a back seat as you were thinking about, how am I going to pay for this wedding? Kids is certainly going to take a chunk out of our investing amount. And it's like that's normal. Like, and I don't think, you know, this is a particularly acute moment because of the cost of living crisis, but just life, our costs in life will be volatile.
Mm.
And so I think the main thing is not to anchor to, like, I need to invest this much, otherwise I'm failing.
Mm.
It's just whatever situation you find yourself in, what are the baby steps I can take in this situation?
Yeah. How can I keep the habit? Now, when we're talking about taking baby steps, it's important to think about the best platforms to do so. There is no reason to go it alone on your investing journey, and CommSec offer the support and information to build your confidence and make the right money moves. Start small and invest with as little as $50 through the CommBank app. Visit commbank.com.au for more. CommSec T's and C's and other fees and charges apply.
Hey, equity mates. So when I'm a little strapped for cash, the baby steps that I fall back on Instead of kind of not going to social events, I would eat my dinner at home and then I'll go out and just have like one or two drinks, because I find that for me the most expensive thing is the dinner. So that's just like a little step that I can take to make sure that I'm able to still do all the social things I want to do, but not kind of overspend, especially if I'm feeling a bit pinched for cash.
Hey, Equity Mates. Well, the first things that I do are not buying coffees out, because buying coffees is really expensive and it really adds up. So I will, try to go without during the day, or just, you know, like I'll bring an AeroPress or something if I'm in an office sort of situation, or just like have tea that's provided, and, trying not to buy lunches out, trying to get more organized to prepare food at home and bring that in, I suppose.
All right, welcome back to the Get Started Investing Summer Series. We are on to episode 3, our third of 6 steps. And this is all about the baby steps that you can take to get started, even in a cost of living crisis. 2023 was a tough year. Interest rates going up, food prices going up, fuel prices going up. It can be really hard to know where to start. And it can be challenging to feel like you're doing enough. But I think what we really want to stress is, like, even those small steps, those steps that you might not feel are worth it, those steps compound over time. And steps that you may feel weren't worth it suddenly feel very worth it in years to come.
Yes, absolutely. So, Ren, it makes you think there's opportunities out there that, you know, for us to save a bit of extra money so we can try and keep investing, or generate a little bit of extra money so we can keep some money in the markets. Are there any tools or resources that you've come across that you think are worthwhile to save or invest a little bit?
Yeah, well, I think the $100 challenge that we did throughout 2023, and we'll be doing again this year, where we try and either earn or save $100 a month to free that money up to invest in the market. Like, that is a whole series about the baby steps that we can be taking. Mm. Now, you then decided to do a drop shipping business, and I'm not going to ask you how many sunglasses you've sold, because we'll save that for the first $100 challenge episode of 2024. But that's not a baby step, but it's still a step. And, you know, starting a side hustle, we're going to be talking about in a little bit later on. But I think throughout the course of the year, we've heard some really great suggestions on ways that you can save or earn a little bit of extra money. A few that come to mind for me was just going to the library rather than buying books, a obvious but underappreciated step. Someone rents their car park. They have a car park for their apartment building that they don't use. There are platforms that you can rent that out to people that are looking to park in your area. Someone else rents their dresses. They have dresses from weddings that they're not wearing regularly, so they rent them out. And I think she makes about $600 a month renting her dresses. Not like, that bad. Is a great... That's more than a baby step. That's like a toddler step. No, that's like a... Anyway, you get where yes. I'm going. There are a few that really come to mind for me in the saving side of it. What about any that stand out for you?
So I'm a big techie guy, as you'd know. So
tequila or technology?
I do love a bit of tequila as well. I think I spoke about this last $100 challenge, but I'm absolutely loving it at the moment. It's the Eat Club app.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where you can find local restaurants and takeaway venues around you. And through the app, you can get 30 to 60% off dine-in or takeaway. If you're going to be buying from there anyway, you may as well jump on and use that. So I think that's an awesome resource. What else has sprung to mind? There are plenty of apps that you can use for, I guess, discounts more generally for shopping. Ozbargain is a great one.
Yep.
And don't forget the Woolworths or Flybuys as well. We spoke on the show, Woolworths offers pretty significant discounts now to rewards members on particular items in the supermarket.
Yeah. Now, one that I haven't spent a lot of time on, I'm not a big online shopper, but for those that are big online shoppers, the cashback, there's a whole lot of platforms out there where they get X percentage from a retailer because they've sent the traffic that way, and then they split that with you.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know, Woolworths might give them 20% of a customer's order and then they give 10% back to the customer in cash.
Yeah.
So that's a good one to free up a bit of extra cash. And then for me, like some of the things that I really focused on in 2023 were just getting the basics right. So all of the money saving hack cliches that I was kind of on again, off again doing, I really focused on doing. So making coffees at work and at home rather than buying coffees. Last weekend, I got charged $5.30 for a small long black from a cafe, which just shook me. Anyway, that's one. And then also not eating out for lunch, just making leftovers, bringing them to work. Just those basic habits. One other one that I've been doing for health, but has been a good money-saving hack, is intermittent fasting. Only eating in an 8-hour window stops you spending money on food the other 16 hours.
True.
So there are a few ones that I've been focusing on.
So let's close with three actions for 2024 to help you continue with baby steps on your journey to financial freedom. For me, it starts with maintaining your habits where possible, but being realistic. Keep putting money in the market where you can, even if it's a dollar a month. The psychological impact of you feeling like you're maintaining momentum and crucially maintaining the habit, we've spoken about the impact that is going to have when time is your superpower. So maintain habits. I think secondly, get the right apps to suit your investing. So small dollar amounts, low brokerage, well-diversified ETFs. Look for the right apps. And then finally, Ren, I think don't stress about it. I think, you know, it is easy to, rightly so, to feel the squeeze when it comes to cost of living at the moment, but know that it's okay and that just maintaining those habits is the important thing.
So I think to close it out, I just want to finish with one more worked example and just another reminder that even steps that you think might be too small to be significant really do add up over time. So I've got the Money Smart compound interest calculator here. Let's say you did $10 a week for 30 years. That's $100,000 at a 10% rate of return. You've over 30 years, you've invested about $15,000, $10 a week over 30 years, but you've got $100,000. Like it's really meaningful. Let's say you flipped it and you invested the same amount, but in a shorter time period, you did $30 a week over 10 years. So rather than $10 a week over 30, you flipped it around. You've invested the same amount, but you have $26,000. So rather than having 100, you have 26.
Serious difference.
It's just like the tiny steps that you take today over time compound.
Mm.
Have we made that point clear enough?
I think so.
All right. Well, Bryce, we are officially halfway through our journey. We have just finished step 3. And as we continue on this journey, we want to say thank you to CommSec for supporting the series. Hopefully together, we can show a path to how you can tap into the world of investing to build wealth over the long term. CommSec provides all the support, information, and resources you need to build your confidence and make the right money moves. Sign up today to get $0 brokerage on your first 10 trades for Aussie markets and invest with as little as $50 through the CommBank app. Visit commbank.com.au for more. CommSec T's and C's and other fees and charges apply.
Now, next episode, we are talking about the millionaire next door.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services License 540697.